The headline out of the federal budget has been a reduction in company tax. The resources sector has been lobbying hard to have the rate reduced from 30% to 25%, a level it says will bring Australia in line with competitor countries like Britain and Canada, for example. The Minerals Council CEO, Brendan Pearson.
Lower corporate tax rate. I know it's going to be phased in over a decade, but it's an important signal to investors. And you know, we do work in long-lived projects. You know, last over 30, 40 years and take several years to put together.
With the reduction in the company tax rate, you had indicated that the Minerals Council thought 5 to 7 years was a good period. This is a lot longer than that. This is well over a decade. Is it quick enough for you?
We would have liked for the reductions to have been phased in earlier, but you know, the budget situation is difficult. You know, we think it is important that they've signalled a glide path, as they call it, through to a lower company tax rate. Now, I would hope in the future, if our fiscal circumstances improve, they could advance that phase-in period. But at least, you know, we've waited for 15 years for a signal on corporate tax. We've now got it. We can't complain too much about it. And as I say, we invest for the long term. And so if we know that there's a company tax cut coming in over the period to 2026, then investment will be more secure in the knowledge that that will be delivered.
In the face of the general doom and gloom around the mining industry, the budget took a defiantly optimistic outlook. Of particular note, it bumped up its forecast price for our largest export earner, iron ore, to $55 a tonne, and that's almost 40% more than the price it factored in when it released the mid-year fiscal outlook in December. They're bold, some would say heroic, assumptions. But Brendan Pearson says they underscore a much improved terms of trade.
Minerals exports will grow at 7% in the coming year and 7.5% the following year. That's well above our export forecast. So in other words, mining exports are are growing faster than general exports. They also predict that iron ore exports will grow 16% over the forecast period. Importantly, their forecast on the generalised terms of trade, that's the prices we get for our exports, is going to pick up for the first time in 3 or 4 years.
A lot of this will be based on demand out of China for both coal and iron ore, but analysts, Macquarie Bank, others all say that these figures aren't going to increase, demand isn't going to increase, and prices aren't going to go any higher. If anything, they'll go lower.
Yeah, and they said that few months ago about the iron ore price, and it's picked up to above $60. So the fundamentals of China's economy are still strong. You know, India is also growing, and don't forget Southeast Asia.
That $60 figure for iron ore, it seems to be widely accepted that that's a bit of a blip on the radar and it will fall back. I mean, you can't continue to look at, say, well, this is the price now, this is what it will be, can you?
No, and you can't. But as my point before was that some of these analysts that have been very negative about projections going forward didn't anticipate a pickup